Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
You are listening to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. As always, this segment will focus on the job site of the future, and this particular show will focus on the future of infrastructure. And we have three examples to go through today, and all of the examples relate to road construction progress. And I think the first one we're going to talk about today comes from Utah. And Salt Lake County began major concrete restriction on I-215 earlier this year. And here crews are removing the existing pavement and installing new construction and this long-lasting concrete. And it's also using a new innovation called hydro technology. Now, I found this really interesting because this is all kind of interesting when you think about recyclable resource that can be used to renovate old infrastructure. And the DOT demonstrated how a system of high-pressure water jets can help refurbish bridge decks on the project. And it's a technique that can remove the top few inches of the pavement, but it leaves the existing pavement and reinforces steel intact. You gotta love when you can save time and resources and actually money along the way. So this process uses a machine that moves over the pavement and sprays high pressure water on the concrete deck. Afterwards, the crew can use a vacuum to collect the water and concrete material that is broken up by the machine. And this particular project is replacing bridges, widening bridges, improving ramps, adding new lanes between interchanges, upgrading signs and lighting, and installing ramp meters. And the existing asphalt is also being removed as part of the project and is being replaced with the new asphalt pavement. So we thought that would be a good example to share with you because it really shows how you can do something really impressive with replacing pavement. The next example is a unique type of road project, and it's a reconstruction of airport runways. And in Bologna Airport in Italy has been open since 1931, and in 2014 it handled more than 6.5 million passengers, and the rehabilitation work is part of an extensive maintenance program. And this includes rehabilitation of the drainage system and widening of shoulders. And the airport has also completed an asphalt resurfacing. And this particular project used cold recycling technology, first to remove the pavement effectively and economically. The machine operator used the lowest milling drum speed. Then the team stabilized the base course. This is where recyclers and soil stabilizers entered the equation, and they actually increased the strength of the soil by adding binders. They also reused the milled material to rehabilitate the roads. So it's a resource-conserving and an kind of an eco-friendly process. But even more than that, what was really kind of exciting is the recycling equipment can also improve efficiencies. Finally, the pavers installed new asphalt. The surface was paved in stone mastic asphalt, and this maximizes the surface life and gives aircraft a good grip on the taxiway. So the materials are also durable. They also allow optimum drainage for surface water, and the automatic grade and slope controls also came into play. So this technology ensures the paving work was in line and level. And so we see here that the high-tech equipment provided numerous benefits. You know, it was also, as we mentioned, eco-friendly. It provided greater efficiencies, and it offered long-lasting materials. So pretty neat if you think about it. And all of this were essential, especially considering the stringent project requirements to ensure long-term quality and durability when you think of an airport overall. So that is another, I think, really good example of how high-tech equipment and materials can help, you know, on infrastructure projects. And that's what we've been talking about, what you do on the infrastructure. So I've got another third kind of and final example, and it kind of brings us back to the United States, and it comes out of New York. And here we see Boyce Excavating using equipment and grade control systems on its projects. And this is a fourth generation, and I love when we talk about fourth generation family-owned businesses because it really shows the strength of the construction industry. And one of the newer technologies implemented is a grade control system. and this eliminates a surveyor and controls material quantities. And this technology offers in-cab guidance features and automatic blade controls. It also improves guiding accuracy and productivity. The company says crews are able to work twice as fast using the technology, and it also helps strip topsoil more efficiently. Since the system enables the company to work faster, it has won more bids and public jobs. So you got to love that every time you win more jobs. And it also uses technology to monitor machine performance and manage the fleet. So this access to data and reports enables repairs to be made prior to the problems occurring. And we always talk the importance of real-time information, right? So this improves machine uptime. And Boyce Excavating also focuses on preventative maintenance during the off-season, and the technology helps with scheduling all of this. So this is one company I really think that kind of recognizes the importance of high-tech machines and the overall technology using real-time information, and it's using the systems to improve the quality and the speed of the work done and performed on the job. So, and this will certainly help as future generations continue to lead this really great family-owned business that's now, you know, is truly a fourth-generation family. So if you think about it, these are a lot of great examples of how high-tech materials and equipment can help improve processes on infrastructure and construction projects. And, you know, to really wrap up, you know, we took you through three examples of how materials, technology, and equipment are changing infrastructure construction projects. You know, first, we kind of looked at, you know, Salt Lake City and our county actually began major concrete reconstruction on I-215 earlier this year. And here crews are removing the existing pavement and installing new long-lasting concrete. And it also is using a new innovation called hydro technology, and it's recycling resource that can be used to renovate old infrastructure. And this particular project is replacing bridges and widening bridges and improving ramps and adding new lanes between interchanges and doing so much more, you know, you think about it, with upgrading signs and lighting, installing ramp meters, which is kind of cool if you think about it overall. And they're using some pretty impressive materials and technologies to get the project done. So next, we looked at the airport project in Italy, and it also completed an asphalt resurfacing of runways. And this particular project used cold recycling technology. First, to remove the pavement effectively and economically, the machine operator used the lowest milling drum speed. Then the team stabilized the base course. Then there were recyclers and soil stabilizers entered the equation. They increased the strength of the soil by adding binders, and they also reused the milled material to rehabilitate the road. So we see multiple benefits here. And it was eco-friendly, and it provided greater efficiencies, and it offered long-lasting materials. So it's a win-win-win, if you think about it. And finally, we looked at how one construction company is using high-tech equipment. So here we see Boyce Excavating using equipment and grade control systems on its projects. And, you know, it's a fourth-generation family-owned business. You know, one of the newer technologies implemented is a grade control system. And this eliminates a surveyor and controls material quantities. And it also uses technology to monitor machine performance and manage the fleet. You know, so if you think about it, you know, the access to data and reports enables repairs to be made prior to a problem occurring. And isn't that what we talk about? So these are some really great examples. But, you know, we're out of time for this segment. Remember, ConExpo ConAg Radio broadcasts live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Central. But most importantly, we want you to tell us what you want to listen to. So you can tweet at us at ConExpo ConAg. You can actually, you know, check us out and tell us what you want to see for the job site of the future. And ConExpo ConAg offers industry-leading education tracks at the expo that's going to be held March 7th through the 11th in Las Vegas. If you haven't signed up, please do so now. And if you haven't signed up for the 365 newsletter, we want you to do that as well, because there's a lot of great information. So ConExpo ConAg Radio is brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. So we want to thank you for listening to this week. And again, if you want to win a Crown Contractor jacket from Triple Crown Products, make sure you go to the contest page, sign up. All you do is Facebook or Twitter, email, send your email address by December 12th, and you're in. So it's a great way of winning one of those. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful week.
Imagine what's next for the future of the construction industry. 3D printing, robotics, roadways that heal, autonomous vehicles, holograms, augmented reality. Step into the new tech experience at ConExpo ConAg and revolutionize how you think about infrastructure, the future job site, and the skills needed for tomorrow's workforce. Just one part of North America's largest construction show. Attend ConExpo ConAg March 7th through 11th in Las Vegas. If it's new, it's here. A podcast or radio show on WS Radio is a great way to create content marketing. Turn prospects into customers into raving fans. Contact Wade at WSRadio.com or call 866-WS-RADIO.
I've been bragging about Progressive Medical Center to you guys for years, and I'm so excited to have Dr. Agoli with us because, Dr. Agoli, a lot of people walk through your doors, and some of their biggest problems are they're just fatigued, they're tired all the time, and even though they're dieting and exercising, they cannot get the weight off. Why is that?
It's a combination of poor metabolism, inappropriate eating, but more importantly, it's due to a lack of education and really doing the right testing. A lot of our patients are metabolically compromised. What does that mean? Their metabolism is not functioning. The metabolism is responsible for all physical and chemical processes necessary to sustain life, and that includes energy. And without cellular energy, your body is not going to be a burning machine. Let's get back and teach our listeners to be a fat-burning machine.
It's been a lot easier to maintain my weight since Progressive Medical Center started treating me with all-natural supplements, learning proper nutrition, and that can be you today. No more frustrations about being tired or overweight. So why don't you get a hold of Progressive Medical Center today through ProgressiveMedicalCenter.com.
This is your life. Live it well. Tired of presentations with no impact, no inspiration, and no traction? Do dull speakers have you and your team disengaged and distracted by smartphones? Christopher McAuliffe brings energy, insights, and two decades of experience, delivered with punch, humor, and heart. Your team will leave energized, uplifted, and with a sense of purpose. Visit ChristopherMcAuliffe.com to bring some heat to your next speaking engagement. McAuliffe. ChristopherMcAuliffe.com.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, VinVillage.com, where wine lovers connect. Be sure to tune in weekly to VinVillage Radio for exclusive, in-depth interviews with the who's who in wine and food.
Come join over 130,000 construction industry professionals in March 2017. ConExpo ConAg 2017 is North America's largest construction show. Explore over 2.5 million square feet and imagine what's next with over 2,500 exhibitors. Get the details at conexpoconag.com/future and join us as we take this to the next level.